Now it's time for some Roots Radio music news. I'm Craig Havighurst. Bob Dylan may be history's ultimate embodiment of the folk singer raising his lone voice against injustice and calling for change. But what if those famous lyrics were sung by 100 voices? What different kind of power could they have? That's the question New York-based composer Steve Hackman set out to wrestle with as he constructed choral settings for songs by the American Bard. He'll conduct them in a performance by the Nashville Symphony and the Symphony Chorus on January 26th, including A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, Mr. Tambourine Man, and All Along the Watchtower.
And I really just tried to choose those songs that I thought were essential and then just really just improvised around them.
Reached on the road, Hackman said the work took form after Dylan was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2016. The commission seemed tailor-made. Hackman's specialty is fusing the techniques and audiences of popular and classical music. He's created works that commingle Brahms and Radiohead, Tchaikovsky and Drake, and Beethoven and Beyoncé. But Dylan was harder, he said, because unlike with those other pop artists, he was not especially a fan.
To be honest, it at first was not happening. I wasn't relating enough to the material. As a singer and somebody who's worked in the choral world, I was deterred by his voice, which I think so many people are. So after about a month of that, I just thought, okay, something needs to change here.
That change, he said, was to study harder about the social context of the time and dig deep into the connections between Dylan and the many revolutions going on in America.
That was the access I needed, and that's when sort of the floodgates opened, and I heard him completely differently.
That's the goal for the audience as well. Find more coverage and a link for tickets at WMOT.org.